when they take a look at that text, it's just, I don't want to spend much time at it, but it's a term that you use over and over again. It's important that you know it's for real. And machlok is exactly what it is. Because in the Torah, you have no explanation. That's very vague, a kind of a mystical language. It'll be cut off from a people. What do you mean cut off? What does it mean? So, kolad sheinu magiya l'shishim shana. Shu misas kolodim. I domar Rabbi Yosef, my famous Gemara Moed Kotten, which became a relatively widespread custom among Fum Jews. When they have their 60th birthday, they give Kiddush, Yeshua. Dama Hassan Rabbi Yosef gave a bar sheet in Shnin over Yomotovul Rabbanon. He gave a Kiddush, made a holiday for the Rabbanon. Omar Hashta Napkeli Mikoris. Now I know that I'm not Chayav Koris. Okay, so you people, you record that, Mitzvashem. When you hit 60, it's a nice custom.
Rabbi, from where do they bring the makor for Shishim Shana?
No.
From where do they bring the
Amar Rabbaye, Nei de Nofak Mar Mikores de Shani, Mikores de Yoma Minofak, Minofak Mar. There's another Kores called Kores de Yomi. Don't know what that means. It's completely miskidomahosom. Mes beyom aleph. He dies on a Sunday. It's called miso shel zam. Dies on a Monday. Miso shel behola. On Tuesday, miso shel koris. No explanation of that. Doesn't affect years, it doesn't affect longevity. It's still a statement of what? Of critical, a criticism of the life of the individual. It's interpreted as still there's a divine statement of disapproval. You have the pshat. I mean by miso shel zam, paholo, right? And yom shlishi is miso shel koris.
What is behala?
Behala means confusion. Turmoil, confusion. I don't know what it is. These are in Yonim that are Mosul Hashemayim.
So what about Revi'i through the rest of the days?
Yeah, the rest of the days is normal. No, 1, 2, 3. In other words, if you're making arrangements with a funeral director, you tell him you want to die on a Wednesday. El Shabbos is a good day. And, but not as good as not dying. That's still the best. Okay, Chafei Yom Adalab, the Tosus, lots of more Maze Kores. The Tosus discusses Maze Onesh of Kores. Okay. Now what's Misa B'nei Shemayim? Misa B'nei Shemayim ain't l'zman kavua. Ela just says shemes b'shvil oven zeh, I feel it ain't b'yodo oven acher. Afilu leman d'omar yesh misa belochet. They don't have to associate misa only with sinfulness. There's misa not associated with a theological evaluation of your life. Okay. Nevertheless, when you're over on this avera, like truma, chofeyam and aleph, and you're over on avera where you chayim misa b'dei shemayim, like I'm eating truma, tameya, right? Then yiktsu yomov. That's all. Meal. Yerushalmi, there's a machlokis, Bavli Yerushalmi. From the story of Rav Yosef, the cutoff point is 60. From your Bavli, from Yerushalmi, the cutoff point is 50. Meal Yerushalmi, come on, cause in Magir Lechemishim. Now, Mafikla, there, they really has a muckle for it. Why? It says Al Tachisu Shevet Hakosi. Shevet Hakosi, do the avodas Hamishkon. Zos asu lem chayum. Make sure that lo yiru kevalas hakodesh. They have to be very zohir when they pack up all the things from the kodesh. Piyush omru Torah asu lem takonos shoyimusu avodas koinim chamishim. Usiv Al Tachisu mashma koris haylo shemes koinim chamishim. Now he says, now, where do you get the shishim? Umiso hamura b'torah to come a hossam haynu shemes at shishim yosib b'amid b'razei yitamu v'shom yimusu. Nikin zera ala b'nei el esrim she yimusu koedim arboim. Right? The koral umiso. What do you have there? Those who weren't 20 years old weren't included in the chet. Right. So so that 40 years in the desert, right? So those who live, right? That's where the number 60 came. 20 plus 40 equals 60. Right. In other words, those who are already 20 years old who were counted, those are the ones that were counted be benesrim ulamala. That's where the count was. They didn't count children. They counted only Mesa Lamala. And they were all destined to die when 40 years later. So you know if they die past that time, more than 60, then they're not included in the Koris. They all the Dor HaMidbar, all Chayiv Koris. They died all before 60.
So those who were below 20 were nichnas le'eretz Yisrael.
I'm sorry.
All those who were below 20 were nichnas le'eretz Yisrael.
No. Doesn't say anyone nichnas le'eretz Yisrael. Only Yeshua and Kolev, right?
So then, why the ones below 20 were nichnas?
They were included in the gzeira, but the gzeira. The numbers we have in Exeter is we know that the Dor HaMidbar that were counted 600,000, 13,000, etc. Right, that number died out in the desert under the onish of Kores. So you know that they all died before the age of 60.
But do we say that the only two that were at Mamad Har Sinai and also entered Eretz Yisrael were Yeshua and Caleb?
Kiyim and Yeshua. Comes the Revoah and says, there's another lotion in the Torah, Hole Hariri, a punishment of Hole Hariri. Maza Ariri, Omer Revoah, that your definition of Kores, who, one of, is not accurate. That Kores is only who. When is it Kores, where to the Kores is added the holy hariri. He goes childless. That's hariri. Ella ba'anaksibu hariri. Okay? They need a little time. That's all I want to say. You can finish the rest yourself. We got to get there. Okay.
He doesn't mention anything about...
Let's go back to Chof Hei Amidbeis.
He doesn't mention anything about Olam Haba.
About who?
About Karis from Olam Haba, isn't there?
No.
Doesn't mention anything.
That's a separate judgment day. There's Yom Adin. There they ask you a bunch of questions that determine whether you take the elevator up or down. Right. First question they ask is Asakta Bemuna. Did you do business honestly? Then they ask you Asakta Bepiryo Berivyo. That's a terrible question. Why? I'm involved in that area daily. Infertility. What do you do for a couple that doesn't have any children, or any children, a child is? That's because Kodesh Baruch Hu did so. You can't do that. You can't go ahead and prevent someone from having children and then punish him for not having children. That's not fair. So what does it mean? If we watch the language of the Lo Kotuv Yesh Lecha Ben, Yesh Lecha Bat Osakta Bepi Avilya. Did you do what you have to do? Did you get married? You slept with your wife, right? You didn't use birth control. you did whatever you're supposed to do. That's all. That's all we can ask for. The rest is Kodesh Baruch Hu has the Bachteach. He opens the door. He doesn't. He opens the womb or doesn't open the womb. That's his business.
Thought there's an opinion that says that it's.
What?
Thought there is an opinion that Karis is Olam Haba. There's nothing like that.
Olam Haba has its own rules. We have enough trouble with Olam Hazeh.
Asakta Bipriya Ruvya, it's not Yatzata Yidechova. It's not only this. We have one son, one daughter. But it's Yatzata Yidechova.
Bipriya
Ruvya.
No, I mean, what he's saying. Bipriya
Ruvya.
He's saying what the Rav said, that it's not that he fulfilled Hillel Shammai, it's that he tried.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if we can touch on this nice little union here. I want to get also the Chovah and the thing. This is a finishing touch on the Sugya. Could do it really in 2 weeks. Wonderful. And it said also wonderful, and the parasha, wonderful theological, philosophical agudas here. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, let's go back to the Mishnah. Right, Shmuel Omer and Likim be Itrom Lechol Shabbos. Achamim Matirin. When we learned the Mishnah the first time, I called your attention to it. You can't use Itron. It has a bad odor, unpleasant odor. So what? What kind of a time is it? So go out. So there's a mitzvah lechvod Shabbos. The house shouldn't be dark. I don't have any other oil. You light with Itron. There's no doubt. And the Miri says it clearly. Ve'einlo, he has no other, only Itron. Of course he lights Itron. It's better to have a house with light. You're not going to sleep in the street. Too bad. The house has a bad odor. Coming in this morning, I hear an advertisement on the news radio. We're selling you something for your house, so you won't have the smell of mold. The smell of mold is no good if you have asthma, etc. Whatever. Good. And what do you do if you don't have that thing to get rid of the smell of mold? Then you smell mold. So here, first one, simple pshat will be, you can't light with Itron if you have other thing to light with. But if you have nothing else to light with, why not light with Itron? Or maybe not. What does he say, Shema what? What is our concern? Yanichenu v'yetzi. And then what does he do after that? Does he sleep in the street? So the Miri and the Ramban all infer from here as a special halacha of Seudo. For sure, you won't go out of the house. What you will do is you will eat in another room. And in the other room, you won't have the candles, won't have the menorah. From here, the Mani Mevdayik, that the Iker Hadloka is the Mokom Sudo. And that's pretty much what's become a custom. It does not mention the Halacha. In the Mechaba, it's equivocal whether it's the Afkib Mokom Sudo or not. The Och HaShulchan says very nicely, says there are two halachas halachas neira. The Rambam has it in two places. One he calls it kibud, kovot. One he calls it onig. So hadlokas neiros im mishum kovot, or kibud kvot hashabos, and mishum onig. Onig is you shouldn't stub your toe. You shouldn't fall on your face. You shouldn't bump your knee. Shouldn't we wander around in a dark house not knowing what's in front of you? Or the usual explanation, right? If you do bump your knee, right, you blame your wife because she moved the sofa. Can't blame the cat for that. So yep, right away. That's one of the main reasons for getting married. To someone to blame for everything. He says very nicely, he says, and we see it today, it's maintained over the centuries. You come to a chasana, why do you light candles? They say, Yotzeit? Why light candles at the table? Right. It's derech kovod. Lighting a candle at the table is the derech kovod. Therefore he says, eating the mokom haneros zemishum kvot shabbos.
So then, Rabbi, so if you're passing like Oneg Shabbat, then you flipping on the light switch could be Oneg.
Say it again.
If we passkin, if we don't, if we do it now, if we passkin though that lighting candles is Lafi Oneg Shabbat, and it's all about having Or in the house.
Light switch is just as good.
So light switch is as good.
100%.
So can you make a brach on that?
Yeah. Most the recent post can hold the object.
Like they say that men should light candles also if you're single. I don't want to light candles. Let's say I want to make sure the house is in order.
Right, you have
so I'm going to leave the light on by the door. I can make a bracha on that, then flip the switch.
The shayla that was posed, was shayla for the women who were in the hospital. They don't let them light candles in the hospital, especially where the oxygen is flowing. Right? They say you should shut the light and then make a bracha and turn it on again.
And lemaisa, we hold like that.
Most people held that way. Most of
so let's say for guys, let's say a lot of us who are single or living by ourselves, we're not.
Well, that's then.
So could a guy do the same thing?
You're filling the halacha of oneg Shabbos according to Rosh, but not the kovod Shabbos.
Fine. So I'm saying lemaisa practically. Yes. Let's say this Friday night, I'm in my apartment. No woman's in my house. No one's lighting candles. I'm going to leave to go for dinner.
I can
say, bro, you're going to light the Nisha of Shabbat and flip on the light switch 100%. And leave it on Shabbat, and that's totally
Seder. Surely, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah.
You want, we can make a collection so you can buy two candles.
Right, no, I'm asking, I'm saying in theory. Let's say there's no candles, no, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, there's candles, I'm saying, right.
Okay. Is there a window blind on there?
There is, on that side, yeah.
I see there are, both sides. Yeah, if you can lower it a little bit, that's best, okay. Now the one has a two, yeah. Okay, so just a... Okay. So you have that. That's a nice union. The diuk is very nice. So we die from zero shem yetsi, right? And then he'll eat in the dark. Yeah, he has light over there, but the smell is bad, so he won't be mekayim the mitzvah of kvod Shabbos. Okay, next. Amalei Abaye. Yetze. What is he threatening? Shema Yetze. Yetze, let him go. What's the big deal? Amalei Shani Omer Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Cholula. And look at Rashi. That's where the Or HaShulchan gets his distinction. Mazeh Chova Kvod Shabbos Hu. Shein Sudu Chashuva El Mokam Ol. Okay. This will be the Moko. The Shaila is, it's more convenient to light the menorah in the living room, not in the dining room. In the dining room, well, I have the dining room table. On the table, it complicates life. Someone spills out a cup of wine on the tablecloth, I can't move it. I got to prepare in advance to put the menorah on a tray and put a chumash on the tray so it would be not a bosses, the dover also, right? Be also dover also, dover amuto. And easy, I'll light it in the living room. The answer is no. That's why I said the chove is to light it in the mokum suda.
So, Rabbi Kibbutz, he seems to be saying, though, that it's not considered a real suuda because it's not real kibbutz because there's not enough, there's no or there. But nowadays, again, I don't know if this culture can shift. When you think of the most, you know, romantic, idyllic kind of dinner, the lights are off with two candles burning only.
But the lights are on. What you call light, say you have romantic light.
Dimly lit.
Yeah, but if you went ahead and let the lights off and no candles, right? Chances are you wouldn't be in the dining room, you'd be in the bedroom. Okay. So watch your sign.
Just one last follow-up, sorry. Yeah. So for example, when I have suitors in my apartment, and I have a lot of people over, I prefer it to be dimly lit. So what I do is I leave the main living room lights off and I leave the side room lights on, so they'll be...
Right.
So I'm still being Yotze, Onik Shabbat, I'll be the Aruch HaShulchan. Like, it's not pitch black, obviously.
Huh?
It's not pitch black,
yeah.
But... I mean, you can see enough, but it's much dimly lit.
Right, but at the table, you should have two candles.
Right, okay. Okay,
now watch the language over here. Okay. Watch the language now. Okay. Hadlokas Neil Bishabas Chovo. The Omar Rav Nachman Barab Zabda, Amr Omar Rav Nachman Barovo, Omar Rav Hadlokas Neil Bishabas Chovo. Rechitzas Yedayim Vraglayim Bachamin Arbus Rishus. Vani Omer Mitzvah. Now you got the playing off.
Mitzvah versus Chova, when it was the...
Chova? Right?
Mitzvah versus, right.
Mitzvah. Oh. It's a piece of... We get that, you know, you're in for a lot of comment among the Roshonim, Achonim, what are you talking about? How is this becomes what? Technical language. That's something. I say, yes, you do, don't do. I called it Chova. I didn't call it Mitzvah. I call something else mitzvah, I didn't call it chova. Now watch. Vani omer mitzvah. I say, mind you, lighting candles, that's a chova. Washing your hands and feet with warm water, right? That's called Rishus. And he said, oh, no. Ani Omer, I hold that's mitzvah. My mitzvah. What would you expect an answer? My mitzvah. Cite me a pasuk. Give me a braise. Well, mitzvah means a chiv. Where did he see a chiv? The Omer, Rav Yehuda Marav, Kach hoya min hogo shel Rav Yehuda bar Eloi. Erev Shabbos mevin lo arivo molei achamin v'rochets ponov yodov raglov u'misatev v'yoshev v'sadinin hamtsuyotzen v'domo l'malach Hashem tzvokos. Let's stop over here. Next one goes, takes you all into Hilchos Shabbos. What? That's mitzvah? Rabbi Rid Bar Eloi did something to Gansi made mitzvah. What mitzvah means what? What does mitzvah mean? A tzivui, a command. As he says. If you see an Adam Godol do something and it makes sense to you, obviously he did it L'chvod HaShabbos, right? Then it's a chiv by you too. Unless someone argues with him. Here's part of Shal Avicha V'yagetcha Z'keinu Yom Ruach.
So that creates a lot of
those who understand the halacha, the marshal comes a winter Shabbos, right? So lichbenchen is at 4 o'clock, the short Shabbos, 4:01, 4:02, 4 o'clock. You took a shower in the morning, and it's a short Friday. You have a chiv at 3 o'clock to go up to your bedroom and get undressed and take a shower. Or can you count already the shower in the morning? It's also part of Chvod Shabbos. The answer is, I'm sure. The concept of cleanliness, you're not unclean if you took a shower. Especially if it's Friday in Eretz Yisrael, where everybody seems to be off, where my daughter's home is, in Efrat, the only time you have a minyan at 8:15, right? It's on Friday. Otherwise, minyan 6:30. Why? Everybody's off on Friday. It's there Sunday. So, and much familiar with the work schedule, the people. I mean, maybe some people have to go into work, but the shul is packed on Friday morning at the 8 o'clock, 8:15 meeting. The 6:30 meeting, week. Why? It's there. So they prepare for Shabbos right in the morning. But the halacha is, comes close to the end of Shabbos, right? Two halachas here. One we follow and one we don't follow. One we follow is in a chanami. You're supposed to wash your hands and don't do our feet. We wear shoes. We don't wash our feet. But hands and face, you're supposed to wash with hot water. The chol Shabbos. Even though your hands are clean, you've been washing, you've been cooking for Shabbos, your hands are very, very clean from cooking. This is a formal, right, recognition that Shabbos is coming. And notice what he did. And that most likely became part of the Arizal's minig. He was Mekabel Shabbos. Two separate halachas. Shemur Shabbos, I mean Kabbal Shabbos. How in Kabbal Shabbos? He was Yoshev Besadinen Hamtsuyotzin. He put on his talus, right? And he waited for Shabbos to come. That's Kabbal Shabbos. You wait for the Malka, the queen, to come. That's Kabbal. Not like we do it, right? You look in the calendar where it says Hadlokas Neros, right? At 4 o'clock. So at 5 to 4, you take a shower.
Right.
That, I believe, is the mokko for the Arizal's minug of going out to the state tapuchim. What was it? He was Mekabel Shabbos. How? He went out to greet the sun. We have to greet the setting sun. As the sun sets, Shabbos comes in. So the queen is coming, you go out to greet her. They went out of the shul, marched out there. The Kabbal Shabbos. That's Kabbalah Shabbos. That's where the mokko for the beautiful alkabets thing, L'chododi, L'chododi likras kala p'nei Shabbos l'kabbal. And that if you people, my married Talmidim, remember, it became a minig also at a chasana. When after our minig is, the chosin comes first and he's out there, then the kala comes later. The chosin takes three steps forward to greet the kala. Nowadays became another minog where the kala is brought by her parents and then they stop, and the chosin comes down and the parents go away and the chosin walks up to the chuppah with the kala. That's recent. That's recent stuff.
Ashkenazim, maybe.
Huh?
Maybe by Ashkenazim that's recent. By Sfaradim that's minhag.
Even by Sfaradim also.
Eidut HaMizrach.
Huh?
By Eidut HaMizrach that's minhag.
They want what?
To go halfway and meet her and bring her back.
And the parents don't?
Yotzei Mechupato, he goes out, he meets her halfway, takes her from the parents. The parents walk the rest of the way and he comes to the chuppah with her.
I thought it's American shtick. Okay.
Rabbi, just to follow up on this. So, if you want to say that, if as long as you see an Adam Gadol do something and it makes sense to you, you should do it. I mean, can that lead to a lot of chaos? Meaning, if this Adam Gadol is doing it, he's a particular chumrah, he's a particular minhag.
Okay.
You try to adopt that, it can be very, very maladaptive if you're not holding where they're holding.
But look over here. Look what happened. You started off with my mitzvah. That was your question.
Yeah.
How'd that become a tzivu on me? The answer is, because Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi did it, it became a tzivu on everybody. The Gemara is telling you that this minhag is the one that should be followed.
Because the Gemara is choosing to call it a mitzvah to tell us.
Gemara calls it mitzvah, and that's where is the mitzvah? Give me a pasuk No pasuk. I tell you, this Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi did it. That's an answer. Why it's a mitzvah for me? That's the answer. What? A nihug, a minhug that Adam Godel would make sense to you. It came along, right? And that became already a mitzvah.
So would it make more sense to call that a chiyub and not a mitzvah?
Oh, that was it. Now what's chov or mitzvah? Okay. Pick up the tasters.
No, in this context.
Okay, look at tasters. Hadlokas ne'er b'shabas chova. This is, by now it should have dawned upon you, I've been emphasizing it. As you grow up in learning in Limud HaTorah, you have the protagonist, Rashi and Tosfos, right? Rashi says something, Tosfos says, Pius Akutris, right? And then attacks him. Right? And who are the people attacking him? Either a grandson or a son-in-law, right? Normal family strife, right? As I said, that's why I said it all the time, our job is always to defend Rashi. Because these wise guys from the family waited until the lion was dead, then they started attacking him. When he was alive, they did attack him. But Tosfos is not a protagonist of Rashi. Tosfos is a mefolish on the Gemara. Not interested in what Rashi said as much as what the Gemara says. So you find sometimes Rashi leaves us really uninstructed, and Tosfos accepts and he gives the Hezbollah. That's what you have here. Hadlokas ne'er b'shabas chova. Pirish. This Rashi said. It said in one word. Remember, you looked at what does Rashi say? Chova kvo shabasi shein su'udu chashuvu. Right. Ela b'mokomo. Look what Tosfos says. Pirish b'mokom suda chovehi sheyisod b'mokom aneir b'shem oneg. Avol me'adlokas ne'er gufil lo ha'b'porich abaye pshita d'chovehi. Do tanan al gibol averos no shem meisos al sheyneziros b'adlokas aneir. Okay, that deserves a comment also. Right, you say it in Bama Madikin. I'll give my avails of his adosa, pshase adosa, while she'll be locus, nido, bachala, but locus and nail. We just learned something in Tosfos about kores, right? Misdei Shemayim. Locus and nail, she dies for not lighting candles. What's it, chi of kores? Locus nail, the rabbonim. That's why she dies. And I look at where dies when Bishas they also. Terrible onish. No, you people, those who say it every Friday.
Yes, so I thought the Bishah was that there's certain mitzvahs that are specifically aimed towards women.
So,
and that in general, if you're in a Shas Sakana, the general notion that you get judged and a person is being derelict in a particular area, that can tip the scale. I mean, it's going to kill you, but something which is most no gear to you, and then you're not keeping that could tip the scale to not be in your favor.
Almost got it. Little trouble. Okay. Shase dosom is a mokum sakona. Women die in childbirth. Baruch Hashem, in the course of this last century, in America, in Israel, in the developed countries, women don't die in Shase dosom, unless it's a so unusual occurrence. But all over the world, they die with Shase dosom. Go in Africa, right? 20%, 30% die with Shase dosom. A little problem happens, she's bleeding too much, no blood transfusion, no this and that. Mm-hmm. That may be why the Gemara says that a woman is not mitzuvah a pir v'rivya. God wouldn't command a person put yourself in danger. As I told you several times, there are only two of mitzvahs where you have to put yourself in danger: Fasa Yom Kippur and Bris Milah. That's all. Here you have, this is Yosef, a special, should bring up some flowers after thinking about it. That a woman is willing to become pregnant and enter a mokum sakona. It's not a thing to overlook. Tremendously. So mokum sakona, you need Kodesh Baruch Hu's protection. Tfilas HaDerech goes to mokum sakona. Right? Bench Gomo, because God helped you in a mokum sakona. Not that God punishes the woman for not lighting candles. But don't ask God to get involved. Nature will take its course. There's no hashgacha pratis during later for a woman who violates those three things. God's not punishing. You're not entitled to God's protection. That's what v'eschanan el Hashem, that's matas chinam. You're not entitled to matas chinam from Kodesh Baruch Hu if you violate these halachos. That itself is enough, is dramatic enough, right? But if you stop to think of it, right, we are bound by natural law. We are the victims of nature. Natural law functions. You want Kodesh Baruch Hu to step in and violate natural law, intercede in natural law, right? That you have to deserve. Yom HaRodom, when he's a Mokom Sakona, cannot say, right, that he has Chusim, because Yaakov said, Kotonti mikol achsodim kol emes. Yaakov also knew he has Chusim. But who knows? Who knows? That this Mokom Sakona doesn't surpass all my Chusim, right? I don't have enough chusim to cover me there. Keep a matli of arte sayardin. I only came with a stick, right? So God gave me so much already, I used up my chusim. No guarantee it'll go on forever. That's the way a mamin b'Hashem, he has a rational view of things. Sure, I believe that schar misa b'hai alma isa, not lego. Sure, God rewards you. And doing mitzvahs, you get Kodesh Baruch Hu's protection. But you have a quantitative scale. Not the idea of one mitzvah, so God takes care of it. Yaakov Avinu did enough mitzvahs, so Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to say to him, Anochi Eimoch Ushmarticha B'chol Asher Telech. No one else entitled to such a concept.
What is pshat in chala that she is makpid to be mafrisha chala or to beg chala?
What do you mean?
In our generation, many women, from women, do not bake their own chala anymore.
Oh no. It means when they cook, whatever it is. And they have to be mafresh challah, they are mafresh challah. The Minig Yisrael, which pretty well died in America, of a woman baking challah on Shabbos, right, was only really for that reason. Yeah. all week we were matir pas nachtum. On Shabbos he wanted pas yischol. Why? In addition, he had the mitzvah of afroshas challah. Look, okay. Look at the next sentences. Chova. Okay. Anybody prepared the sentences? No. Okay. Chova gavay rechitz yedayim b'chamin kovo lechova. Lo hava kol kach mitzvah. Okay, here we are. So what's a higher level? Mitzvah is a higher level than Chovah. Right? Therefore, he says, Hadlokas Neir is Chovah. Right? Rechitzas Yedayim. Is Chovah. Right? But my machonim call what?
Chova
why mishum sakona the melos domis. Ushahogo hanefesh. Vechamira trei min orishonim. Mind you, it's more than a tila shadayim to bread. More important is my machonim. Chamira sakanta misur. Yet Tosis is the one who said that nowadays we don't have my machonim. We don't have melos domis. Therefore, Yeshe Rotsim Lomar, mind you, he didn't call Hadlokas Neir mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on it. Chova is an obligation. An obligation to yourself. There's aloche ushmata me'od nafshu secher. You have to take care of your health. Melos domis can blind you. Anyone want to know what Melos Domus is? Go take a swim in the Yamamelech and get a little bit of Yamamelech in your eyes. You'll know what Melos Domus is. It's not salt. It's the potassium, phosphorus, bromine in the water. All those chemicals that people extract from the water and make big business on, those are the ones that cause the damage. Right.
How was that on the show? How was Melech Shtomit on the table during the Seuda?
Yes, what?
How was Melech Shtomit on the table during the Seuda?
That's what they use for food, for salt.
They could eat it?
Yeah,
you sprinkle it on the food a little bit.
A lot of things you can put on other parts of your body, not in your eyes.
It's hot peppers.
Yeah?
Like hot peppers.
Yeah, hot peppers. How about plain soap? Yeah. Therefore, Yesh Rotsin Lomar Ein Levorach Had Lochas Neir Midikor Lechova. Can I mean a Maya Machoin Machova? They tune in Brocha. Homer Venotam, not fair. The Shibushu, it's an error. Lo Domil the Maya Machoinim. There, Lo Habe Ella La Hatsola Be Alma. That's only for health reasons. I mean, that's all about Alma. Avra lokas neir hi chovos shal mitzvos olik Shabbos. Vekama chovos hein nitun in brocha. The if that's the case, you say shibushu. But he started off yesh shalotzim lomar ein levorich. He didn't quote someone who's making a mistake. Taisa wouldn't quote him. It means it's a valid opinion. Why? You should light candles for Shabbos, don't make a bracha. Why? Umasha omer tam acher lo levorem shum shim hoyser bud lech vomedes lo yitzor lachabosor lach sovad rika lo lahatik acheres. There's no mitzvah to light candles. Binyamin, what you asked the question. Mitzvah to have something lit. The house is lit, it's fine. It could be a little bit better text over here. He said, but ein nireh, I don't like that. It's not an adequate reason. In other words, if a thing happens by itself, you don't make a bracha. Therefore, if you make it happen, also don't make a bracha, it doesn't follow.
Right.
When it happened by itself, you yotzer, fine. But if you do it, you make a bracha. Where do you see that? Ein nireh. Why? Dagabei kisu hadam. It says, im kisu aruach. You shechted, then like we've had in the last few days, big wind, and the wind blows over a bunch of sand over the blood. It's no longer visible. Fine, so it's mechusa. Potter melchasoso. After lohocha, nevertheless, so it happens by itself. You fulfill the mitzvah. Nevertheless, when you do it, you have to make a bracha. The fact that if it gets done without you, you fulfill the mitzvah, or the mitzvah no longer is binding on you, that doesn't mean that when you do the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. V'chein nolad mohu, ikel mandoma ein tzor latem en adam bris, uchshemol tanya b'shili, hamol omer, right?
Zomar makes a bracha, the mohu will be... The Mohobi make a bracha in that case.
Okay.
Right.
We pass Ganapish, you know.
Really?
I told us that Bris will make a bracha.
Why not?
No Lad Mohol, because it's a Suffolk. Texas had it, said it before in Texas. That's a Suffolk. Suffolk brachas, we discussed that. We discussed the whole union of Suffolk brachas. Obesidu Rabamon. Yesh hamadik neir b'sham ha-borashik shem b'sosu.
Where?
Tinyan
b'shem.
Yeah. Oh, nir alamein otam. But you mean that's what I answered you? He said the light, I said you could turn the light off and put it on the chol Shabbos. That's what Rabbein Otam says. Shemo yaneir mudlok o meitzorosh l'chavos l'azol hadik.
Right, exactly. Right.
What does it mean? He told us ubavachalo laacher, vachalo yagdim, which means if you light it earlier, it's no good. If he makes it before plaga mincha, therefore, which what you had to do, the whole saba is Eliyahu Hanavi, right? He told us to close the light and put it on again. You should do a ma'aseh l'chvod Shabbos. That's part of l'chvod Shabbos, that you did something for the Shabbos.
How does that answer for us the beginning of the Tosfot with the mitzvah versus chova?
Oh, that's what he's. What is he telling you? That chova doesn't mean chova, a technical term.
Depends on what the
situation. Chova means the responsibility to do it. At what level of responsibility? Mitzvah level. That's what Taisus comes to say. That the Mandomo wanted to go ahead and build upon that use of the word chovah, that you don't make a bracha, because it's not a mitzvah. Said, that's not right. But there is such a valid opinion, you should make one.
So
So why not make a bracha on netilat yadayim panav raglav yadav?
I mean, my you mean?
No, if we say v'chitzat yadayim v'raglayim v'chamin arvit rashut, then he says ani omer mitzvah.
Right.
Mitzvah is bracha.
Okay. A mitzvah has to have a tekonas chachomim for a bracha. Here he says a nihug to.
It's a nihug from a gadol, right? You're learning it from a rabbi. He's doing it. It's at the same level as an actual mamash. Rabbi, why don't you talk about this topic in terms of the bracha before, and you know the kisui dam case. Tell everyone to say that kisui dam just happens by itself. You're patur.
Right.
So don't make a bracha. So too with Mila as well. If a baby is born mal, you don't make a bracha on top of dam brit.
Yeah, but the reason is that the shorah, the bachamot means is because on atofas dam brit,
it's a suffix, you said.
It's only a suffix. If it were null and mohol, he wouldn't need atofas dam brit. It's a suffix of all the kavusha.
Ah, okay, fine. But I was going to get that. I know I'm doing right now, we're doing nida, we're discussing the whole notion of when a girl goes to mikvah, she makes the bracha prior to dunking or not. I heard the Ashkenazim, at least, yeah, my bias, a little bit of a weird custom is they dunk first, surface, make a bracha, then dunk again. And according to many Sephardi poskim, that's extremely problematic. It's a bracha levatala because you've already done the ma'isa mitzvah. If you've already done the ma'isa mitzvah, you can't make a bracha after the fact. So,
yeah,
just because it seems somewhat related, so
okay, why? But they give a reason for it, though.
The Shlach says like that.
Yeah, but the reason, what's the reason?
You want to do a bracha before you do the mitzvah.
Yeah, but why? So why not? Why should they dunk first and then? How that mean to come? You dunk first, you get up, and then you make the bracha.
Okay, I don't know. Yes,
yeah, so okay. Mishum mirsas. Your mikveh with pink tile walls, right? A marble floor, etc. I know a mikveh where there might be a few water moccasins in there. And suddenly the woman sees a motion in the water. Right? She gets the heck out of there. And she made a bracha already. Therefore, the minhag started, let her go show that she used the mikveh, then make a bracha come again.
Okay, so noose nowadays where there aren't random animals jumping
around
the mikvehs?
Over Lassiosan, right? Second reason, Tosfos gives them sochem, Mishum Ger. Again,
Mishum Ger ought to all needed all across the board.
Right, because a Ger can make a bracha, I shake it on so
because they're not Jewish yet,
before
Tefillah,
right? So therefore they had to.
Really?
That's
isn't that very dull?
Yeah, down,
because
down
of the situation with Ger, we make a takana across all nidot or not
so
every single
made,
month to make the bracha that way.
Yeah, because Tefillah is a unit. Therefore, they rabbanim mosakin. You should make the bracha after that. But two times, either because b'shum pachad, b'shum mirsas, afraid, or because of the consistency of bracha for tefillahs and ger and nido, etc. Should have the same format.
And lemaisa, you still passing like that?
Huh?
Lemaisa, you still passing like that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I shared with you the Orcha Shulchan. Okay. All right. Now let's see if we get this nice little piece here. Complicated piece. Okay, you with us?
Yeah.
You're okay.
I was gonna. Ben Ish Chai also holds dunk first. So I was gonna look.
Yeah, what?
The Ben Ish Chai also holds to do a dunk first, and then say the bracha afterwards. So I was gonna look for him after.
Okay. Okay, pick up. Yud Bar Eloi is there, right? Waiting for Shabbos Malkus to come. Vedom Elamal Hashem Svakos. Then comes Vahoyu Talmido Mechabin Mimenu Kanfek Susan. Yeah. Talmidim came, take the shul to greet, and they were busy folding up the edges of the exus. He shouldn't see. What should he see? That they have no tzitzis.
They're being overrun on a diaraita?
What?
They're being overrun on a diaraita.
Watch. That's why I want to get to this point in the official's man. Omar Lehem, he said to him, Bonai, you think I don't see what you're doing? You think I don't see what you're doing, that you don't have tzitzis, or as we'll see, or you don't have trailers on your tzitzis, two sheetis. Lo kach shenisi lachem, didn't I teach you? Naloche, sadin b'tzitzis, sadin means a linen cloak, as far as tzitzis on a linen cloak, beisham ay potrin, or beisil mechayivin. When Michaevin, Tcheles has to be Tzemer. You can't have linen white tzitzis. I can make linen tzitzis for a linen garment. Kosher tzitzis. And wool for wool, right? Linen for linen. The advantage of wool is good for everything. Otherwise, you need, right? May also mean. Trouble is that it has one chut of tzemer. Tcheles has to be tzemer. I tie that chut of tzemer onto my linen cloak. I'm over on shatnes. So what does Beis Hillel say? I darish smuchim, right? Lo silba shatnes. Gedilim tasel chal arba kamsal tzusra shetach asibu. He holds that Kodesh Baruch Hu said for tzitzis. We don't worry about shatnas. You don't have sitters or shatnas. And I taught you, Balocha Kedivri Beisilu. Now here, I'll give you pshat. It's a very complicated sugya, I want you to know. Because every one of the Rishonim has a different opinion here. What were the Talmidim? These were no Shlomazel Talmidim. These were Gedoli Yisrael. Right? They also had an opinion. Rudi Bar Eloi said, we pass it like Beis Hillel, and therefore I want you to wear tzitzis. Regular tzitzis. I shatnes, Hillel said it's okay. The Inu Savri, Gzeiro Mishum Ksus Laila. So I'll give you the best way to learn pshat. Look at Rashi. Shoyo Osrin, Tamido Shoyosrin, they didn't want to wear the tzitzis. Sovo Osvurin, they thought, Nei Haloch Gebeis Hillel, Vichayov Midoraisa, Miu Rabon and Gozo Bohu Mishum Ksus Laila, Shema Yilo Ksus Hashim Mechedes and Lelos, Vyatl Botzitzis, Vinimsa Lovich Kalaya, Shop Mokomitzis, the Ksus Laila Lovachayov Mitzis, the Silurisim also. I vizomis pachinan this gemara, this little piece of gemara occurs in Yevamos too. V'chibezin masna lako dover men haTorah. The chayev tzitzis midaraisa. Liftur es hachayev. Umeshani shev al tasa shayne. Yeah, they have the power. They can tell you not to do something. Okay.
So according to this Rashi.
So easy. So what here is the machlokes? Therefore, the best way to learn pshat is that they were either that they. Best way I'm trying is they wore tzitzis, but they had no chutz for tchelis. That's the best way.
They had no.
Because actually, we paskin she tchelis ain't a makevis alovan, lovan no makevis at tchelis. Even though you're supposed to have tchelis, but it's a mitzvah of lovan without tchelis. That's how you people conduct yourself today. I wear tchelis, you don't. Even though I think you should, because there's no more suffix, I don't think. Therefore, we can assume that they wore tzitzit shel sadin, shel pishtan, right? On the beged shel pishtan. What are you afraid of? There's a beged laila. What's a beged laila? Especially in those days, they wore nightgowns during the day. So surely they wore nightgowns at night. The beged was a nightgown. That was a standard beged. Right? And if it was arba kantos, and if it was a beged shel laila, or a beged would take a sign for laila, right? Then it's potam and atzitzis. Potam and atzitzis, there's no mitzvah. No mitzvah, you have any soshatnes. Satis works by night as well as by day. Right. That was the machlokas. They were, so I saw already, I read it into the Meiri, he goes, they held that Hillel held so. The Hillel machlokas where Shammai was under the Reise. Chayev or not Chayev. So Beit Shammai was Beit Hillel was Doresh Smuchim. The smichus in the posuk, lo silver shat is gdilin tasalacha, and therefore said it's mutu, not mutu, chayiv to have tzitzis of shatness. And Beit Shammai, lo dor smuchin, therefore held that it's also. But the chori, we have to say, the best pshat is that they were wearing lovan. Shell pishta. Because no reason why they shouldn't have the only what then? They didn't have that chutzot chelis, so they hid the tzitzis.
Then the chutzot chelis is that they'd be over on shatnez.
Right.
Wait, what?
At night there's no mitzvah for the word tzitzit.
Usually the garment is the
like
linen
this.
And the.
Right, if it's a night garment.
So we're saying that someone who wore arba kanfot during the day, by shkia had to take it off?
No. It's a ksus yom. Now, some want to learn shot that way, but most people don't. He has a ksus that's miyuchid lalayla.
Okay.
I think that's what's the lashon Rashi here. See the Lashon Rashi? Shema yielo ksus shema yuchad lalelos. Few minutes. Get down to the Gemara Chavov.
Isn't there an opinion that says that has nothing to do with the beged itself, but it has to do with when you wear it? That
no.
There's no chiyuv tzitzis. Isn't the Rambam of the opinion that there's only a chiyuv tzitzis in the day, but not at night, but nothing to do with
itself? That's quite true. That there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis balayla. It's not bad so. Yeah. If you wanted We don't much, for example, they had to put on a talis at night. There will be such a case, sure. The minig is called nidrei. The chazan, right? There has to be makpid to put on his talis
before
Modo Yom, right?
People,
if you don't make a bracha on a talis at night.
Also on slichot. On slichot.
Yeah, also, all time of slichos. Depends when you say slichos. If it's laila, you can't make a bracha on a talis. Or nowadays, you people are catching a plane. You have that plane, that problem sometimes. It's too early to put on talis and tefillah. Not too early to make a bracha. You can put on talus without a bracha. Nothing wrong wearing a talus. You're cold, you can put on a talus.
So, I mean, doesn't that opinion, it didn't seem to jive with the Gemara. The Gemara says ksus laila, but according to that opinion, it seems like...
No, there's a migmachlokas on ksus laila. There's a migmachlokas on a ksus that you're not wearing, whether the beged is chayav betzitzis or the gavur is chayav betzitzis. Right, that's munach mekupso. A beggar of a kaf is lying in your dresser drawer, according to Oman Domas Chai Betzitzis. Okay, let's even get this here, a little bit of a very nice way to finish off, sort of finish off Asman. Okay. Batizach Misholom Nafshi Moshisi Tovo Apostle Necho. Am Yisrael is speaking. My soul was bereft of peace. Right? I have forgotten what good is. Moshisi Tovo. My Batiz Misholom Nafshi. What's missing? Amar Rav Avoh, zu adlokas ner b'Shabbos. They took away my ability to light candles. They took me into Golus. I became a slave to Romans. Didn't light candles. No shisi tova, Amar Rav Dirmio, zu beis ha-merchatz. Amar Rav Yochanan, zu chitzu da'ivrayim b'chamin. Rav Yitzchak Nafa, Omer, zu mita noa v'kelim noim. Mita Noah, the Kalim Noam Sholeho. From here we have Minig Yisrael, a Moko, maybe for Aloche, that you're eating in the dining room, and you'll be socializing in the living room, and your bed is not made. We know part of Kovod is your bed should be made. Mita Noah v'kelim Noam Sholeho. Nice blank, nice cover. Rav Abba Omer zumita mutzas, bed made, v'isha mukushetes l'tamidei chachomim. And to have a pretty wife. The Shisi Tova, they took away my wife, they took away, sent her into Golos separately, and Tana Rabbanon, why they threw it in here? Because Neshisi Tova gives you an important lesson in life. Ezeu Oshir, Kol Sheyeshlo Nachas Ruach Ba'Oshro, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Look what Rashi says. Nachas Ruach Ba'Oshro, Sameir Bechelko, Imat Imrav. That's Rashi's pshat. What does one language mean? What does that mean? The language is Yeshu Nachas Ruach Ba'Oshro. Okay. Mr. Madoff has much Nachas Ruach from his Osho. know some very wealthy people. They don't have day, don't have night. Right? They have international business. In the middle of the night, they got to wake up because a call is coming in from somewhere there. There's an OSHA that gives you nachas ruach. OSHA not. The big question always is, idiots, why did you need that next $10 million? Why wasn't the first $10 million enough for you? And now you can relax. I don't know what you can do with money. You shouldn't lose value. Once upon a time, you buy government bonds. Okay, government bond, fine. Nowadays, even that isn't secure. But we don't have a government, so you can't have government bonds. But this is a Musa Haskel. Right? It doesn't, not Dafka like Rashi says, Bei Ma'at. No, maybe if I have Ma'at, I have no Nachas Ruach. For Ma'at, you don't get much Nachas Ruach. Very nice, you're such a personality, sure. That makes no difference. You're willing to live in Muncie. We have many families who live a life of poverty. They seem to be happy families. They never set the standards, right? They get food stamps, food coupons. The fellow learns in the kollel, he guesses $50 a week. Sometimes, not every week. Yeah. You can have nachas ruach, they might also sure. But the key is that OSHA doesn't give nachas ruach. With OSHA, you need nachas ruach that you give. That's what seichel. There's a time when you have to say it is worth it. In America, we have a concept of Top Gun. The concept from the cowboy stories, right? If he's Top Gun, you can be sure there'll be some people who are going to try to shoot him, to challenge him, because I want to be Top Gun. Right? That desire is called the instinct for the jugular, right? That's part of American culture. You have a business, right? The business is earning you $1 million a year. What's your job? Go make sure the business expands. It should earn $2 million a year. And no one asks why, for what possible reason. What do you do with it? You can't spend the money you have. That has to do with personality. In other words, you should know that the key is, it's important to be an Ashir. But only if it gives you Nachas Ruach, otherwise that's not Ashirus. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, no. This I can't explain to you. You got to think of yourself somehow. What they're trying to tell us here, right? Kol she'yesh lo kuf kromim umei yosodos, the kuf habodim shob de behem. I don't understand that. Whenever I see a piece of Gemara like that, I always try to find there may be a political explanation for it. Maybe they're in the Gemara, they're codes. We couldn't talk against the Goyim. So they say things which had once upon a time another a double meaning. I don't know what this is. What does he say? 100? Why 100? Maybe 99 is enough. Maybe he did 101. I mean, okay. But the message is very nice. The message, that one basic, you need 100 fields and kuf avodim shov them behem, right? Because to have fields, and you have to work, right? Yeah, you have fields and you can work, but you work day and night, take care of 100 fields. Maybe that's what he's hinting at. It has to be something which allows you also to take a day off. Next, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kol she'yesh lo ish hanoa b'ma'asim.
That's interesting.
Content, obviously, Rabbi Akiva also meant you have to feed a wife, you have to feed yourself. But real contentment comes only in the house. No contentment comes from a field. Contentment comes from your relationship at home. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shesh Shabbayis Beis HaKisei Samor L'Shulchano. It's used always almost as a klolet, right? I give you a bracha for Hashirus. What's a bracha for Hashirus? Right? You should have the toilet next to the dining room. Maybe in the dining room.
Back then it made sense.
No, what it means, it could be a simple pshat. In those days, there was no internal
plumbing. Outhouse.
Outhouse could be far away. But nevertheless, it's a strange comment. Okay. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elozer Omer, a madlikin b'tzori. Tzori, unlike itron, is a pleasant smell. We don't use that. I could cut my eyes. Sandy Solomon, the instructor, laboratory instructor, he always leaves over the newspaper for me. So I saw the bottom of the first page. It says something about jasmine. Jasmine is a hush of a flower and makes excellent tea, jasmine tea there. There are asri, jasmine in China, because it's become a rallying cry for revolution for some
odd. Right. I think they call the movement the jasmine.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Okay. I didn't read the article. I'm not familiar yet. I never saw that before. You knew before that
there was all these uprisings in the Middle East started in China. They started having a revolution, also called the Jasmine Revolution.
Okay.
They quickly stomped it out, so it was called the Jasmine.
But here, right, we didn't allow you to use this wonderful oil of why my timer mitzvah shereicho no day zera shem yistapek mimenu. Afraid that maybe you'll take a little bit and put it behind your ear like the women do for perfume. Amalei Abaye, Leimamah Pneishu Of. Why don't you worry? This is wonderful oil. It smells wonderful, but it's a fire hazard because it sputters and it flies and can cause a calamity in the house. And for the Gemara, you're quite right. I just added Shemi Yistapek, but that everybody knew that it's not a safe oil to use. Choda Meshimov. Oh, Shemi Yistapek. Again, this, I have no explanation for you, but I'm sure it has more meaning than I could find. I could find nothing to explain what it is. Hai Chamsa Dawasneel El Kalasa. A mother-in-law hated her daughter-in-law. Amalea zil ikshat b'mishcha da pasaba. Go and use some perfume from a pasaman. A pasaman was the perfume that was the main livelihood of the people in Ein Gedi, in Eretz Yisrael. It was a worldwide export grown in Ein Gedi. They found in the shul they excavated, they found even in a mural a reference to the apostleman business. Ozel ikshet, so she went ahead and she put on some of this apostleman oil. Ki osis amalei, when she came back to the mother-in-law, amalei zil itli shraga, please light a candle for me. Also itl shraga in for banura bachose. Lit a candle and caught fire.
Mr. Hasman here also.
Here's how you. Here's where mothers-in-law got their reputation. Yeah. But it cannot mean what it says. I have no doubt in my mind. It's a political comment, which they knew what they were talking about, which they couldn't say, they couldn't put in the text. But because of time, we lost it. There's no reason for anymore to put such a thing in it.
This is a marsh.
Well, why can't teach a sociological reality?
Because it's not true. No, it's not true.
No, I remember one of the rabbis. I think Rav Pinnacle quoted this. Someone in the Shas says that the day a boy is born, his mother begins to hate him.
But the Mitzvah isn't here to put on a little bit of perfume, so then suddenly caught fire. Anyway, I'm sure it's what I'm telling you. This is the hidden language of the Gemara, and some things we know, like you have the Gemara where they caught these people and they said we were caught by an eagle. And the eagle, Bechazdei Hashem, let us go. Everybody knows it means they were caught by an eagle. It means Rome, whose banner was the eagle, and they were carrying Tchelis, which was against the. And by some miracle, they escaped from the two soldiers who caught them. Okay. Let's finish off. Umidala Saores. Listen, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Midalas haoretz hishirn vuzaradon rav tzvochim lekomen leyokvim komen. Leyokvim. That when Nebuzaradon scattered the Jews, he left behind in Eretz Yisrael untouched a settlement. Who did he leave behind? Komen, yokvim, right? Who were the Kormim? Kormim Tani Tana Rav Yosef Ela Malakta Yaparsim Amin Gedi. This was such a valuable, they knew how they cultivated it, therefore he didn't send them into Golf, but let them stay and keep on cultivating. This Aparsiman. In the mural, I told you that if you go to Engedi, there's a shul there, they take you on a tour there from the kibbutz Engedi. There, and they show in the mural the picture of the apostle, what the fruit looked like. Mengedi vadramata, right? That unit in Eretz Yisrael that was preserved, so they can keep up the export. Yogvim elo tzayode chalazo misulomo shel tzur vat chayfa, from tzur to chayfa. They left behind the people who catch the chalazon to make the tchelis. Tchelis was critical for the royal, for the display of royalty. Those who had wear tchelis were royalty. Those who were not royalty were killed if they caught them wearing tchelis. You see I saw an old document that they have in the Hebrew University Library there that. A cloak of tchelis was only a senator in Rome. A wife of a senator could wear a stripe of tchelis, and a child of a senator could wear a wristband of tchelis. That's the main reason why we stopped wearing tchelis was that zera, the penalty of death. So the rabbanon said we stopped making. But interesting, it has Sayode Treles. Moro says, how to get Treles, the Chalozo, once in 70 years, Ola Liyabosha. So the Saitai Gemara, there could be our Treles. No, they're Sayode Treles. I'll give you a name. You remember we learned it in the seventh Perek, if you remember. I know of. No. Where is it? Yeah, an ayin hey and olive. Right, asad chalozon. Look at the. Look at the last line of Tesis. Vitzoch iyun, the Birshami mashma tzad chalozo lo machaye v'shum tzedo. He doesn't understand why there's no chiv of isu tzedo. The reason I gave you, very simply, right? Tesis doesn't understand, because by Tesis, Sodei Chalozon required an active tzedok. The Chalozon is in deep water. In Eretz Yisrael, it's in shallow water. In shallow water, the halacha is, if b'shchi achas, with one swoop, I can pick it up, it's not a tzedok. Tzedok needs a maise tzedok, a chochma of tzedok.
Right? If you're just sitting there, it's
not tzedok. And I made my, the tchelis I wear, I made myself. I got by snails, on the coast of Akko, I was never in water higher than my chest. I came with snorkel equipment and so on. Didn't need it. It's all lined up, and therefore Yerushalmi doesn't mention Seder because it was not a reality of those Seder. Bavli didn't know, not Bavli, Tosfos who lived in Alsace-Lorraine or wherever, there you want to find Chalozo and you need to. Okay, let's stop here.
Yeah.